This is episode 41 of Paranormal Stories. This week, the books I'm reading from are Stumbling Towards the Sacred, An Unexpected Journey to Personally Knowing God by Jeremy Downes, and UFO Sky Pilots, Pilots of Peace and Oneness by Grant Cameron. As you may know, I produce two podcasts, the Past Lives podcast and the Alien UFO podcast, and it's here that I bring them together. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. And when reading these books, I always find such fascinating information that never makes it into the podcast. And here I get a chance to give you a peek into these books. I've put links to the books in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record these extracts from the books, and the authors kindly said yes. And so if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe. Okay, so I'm going to start by reading from Jeremy Downes' book, which is called Stumbling Toward the Sacred, An Unexpected Journey to Personally Knowing God. And Jeremy had a near-death experience after overdosing on Amanita muscaria mushrooms. And I'm going to start reading from towards the beginning of the book, but this is phase four, as he calls it. The first three phases were all about the overdose that you had and the hallucinations caused. But this is where the trip ended and the near-death experience started. And so this is phase four, more than a trip, and this is what Jeremy has written. This is where the trip ended. The travel through the hallway to this point was a fast and furious run to the end. I was looking at my eldest daughter across the hall, and then suddenly and abruptly I was pulled away from everything. It all ended, and I was gone from the entire experience. Unexpectedly, everything changed. I had left the place humans associate with reality, and I warped to another location. This new realm, an entirely different experience, was no longer a silly, drug-influenced journey full of metaphors, confusion, and heart failure. I was now about to embark upon a real trip. I sat down into a trans-dimensional catapult and pulled the lever, which propelled me into an entirely different place, beyond anything we imagine. Beyond what we can describe in words or even fathom with our most creative imaginations. Yes, I know it sounds crazy, but it was real. With my own eyes, I watched layers of what we know as reality pull away from me. The trees and planetary layers of vegetation peeled away like eggshells separated from an egg, piled upon each other, shedding different levels of reality. I then shot away and out, upwards, at an angle. I went up, and in a southeasterly direction, above my house and beyond the landscape. It was almost like being sucked into space, but the sensation consisted of feeling the planet and that area of the galaxy going away and falling off behind me rather than flying somewhere specific while inside a travelling vessel. Instead, I watched it go away as I travelled into outer space. Yes, a reality was removed from me and I moved to outer space. I was travelling. But it wasn't like travelling through three-dimensional space. It's impossible to describe, but it was like being transported through multiple realities, moving through space in a boundless and utterly intense manner. I suddenly could understand the concept of multiple dimensions. Then there was a portal before me. Rather than deciding which walking path to leisurely traverse, I was floating through a tunnel and had no control while moving from one place to another, without the sheer limitation of linear travel. It is a strange experience, and I shall not feel it again until, I assume, my life ends. Thus I left everything we know and was caught in a trans-dimensional reality that I still cannot begin to conceive, let alone effectively describe. I could see other star systems off in the distance while I was in a place completely devoid of any matter. It was dark yet very clear, like looking out into a moonless night in the dead of winter. My knowledge of earthly things was then intentionally stripped from me. I cannot say it was erased, but when moving to this place, one must have a pure form to enter, I sensed. I was like a stinky horse hand who endures a thorough cleaning before he can meet with the king. All my mental impurities were sprayed away. A proper removal of irrelevant knowledge, my memories, my reality. They were not valid in this strange new place. I could see this elimination of memories and relationships. I was shown this in an intentional act, purposefully employed before I could enter. But where was I going? First, my family fled from my reality. I saw them leave and then had no knowledge of their existence. I remember recognizing and seeing their memory leave, after which time they were unknown to me. peeled off like a sticker from a wet window. Then my town and the planet and everything else I knew during my experience on Earth. It was all eliminated. Rather than amnesia, I was made completely aware of the eraser-like process so that I could appreciate its occurrence rather than being ignorant of what was removed. Because of this, it was like watching your own surgery, seeing a defunct body part discarded next to the operating table, while the doctor in the house showed me what was no longer needed. All of my memories of life on Earth were separated from me because they were no longer significant. Only I remained. Yet I was lucid, or at least aware of being stripped down, stripped away, obliterated. A perfectly performed procedure on a coherent patient. I then experienced the most significant moment of my life. As everything floated away and my inner being was all I had left, there was suddenly complete sobriety. Rather than the mushroom intoxication felt earlier that evening, I had spectacular clarity while simultaneously having no memory of any other human being. I distinctly remember recognizing my physical life was not there with me. A message was then conveyed to me at that moment. None of this was relevant. All that matters and remains when we die is who we are and the creator we call God. I knew at that point I was with the creator of the universe. It was as if he had been there all along, and we were now in the only state that truly mattered. Life is fleeting and insignificant. This is the essential truth. This is what matters. He spoke it to me without words while sitting there with me in the blackness, and for the first time, I understood. With everything stripped away from the soul, including memories of friends and family, and things we have done, we all must stand alone in a foreign place. Our true significance, our worth, is only something given. It cannot be earned. There is no achievement, experience, or friend there in that place. There is only what matters. There is no longer a single memory of life on Earth, but a genuine and complete understanding of self that then remains. It is uncluttered by distraction of chaff, because who you are at your very core is all that really matters. Absolute blackness surrounded me. Dang, I thought, this is insane. I then realized I was somehow more conscious than at any other time in my life. Although you might be thinking the explanation is just, he took too many drugs, or it's a psychological break with reality. I insist it was nothing of the sort. Things were suddenly very, very different, and rather than being under the influence of any inebriation, I was instead more aware and conscious than if standing naked mid-morning with my bare feet sinking up to my knees in a yard of snow. I was for all intents and purposes sober and lucid now. I was somehow no longer tripping. Like a bucket of ice water dumped on my head, I had been separated from the haze of mushroom intoxication and moved into an utterly sober place. The abrupt transition enabled me to experience reality beyond the deficit of matter and beyond the constraint of life. This enables one to be more awake than when we are awake here on Earth. The clarity is striking. I was out in space, wholly present and in tune. My feelings of deep solitude had been supplanted by acute awareness. Although I was in black, deep outer space, I was not alone because the one most crucial figure in our lives was there with me, the Master Architect, the veiled force that creates all. I suddenly grasped the full magnitude of this relationship, creator and created. As I sat in its presence, a message was imparted to me, like showing me my memories were intentionally pulled and my slate was clean. There was a purposeful push leading to a deep, dark pain in my chest. He was making it occur intentionally and let me know it. I was confused. Here, in the middle of the solar system, I thought I did not have a worry about my physical condition. But I felt pain. A slow, deliberate pounding then jolted me, coming from my chest. It went right through me. I thought I had been separated from my body, but my heart was, in fact, haunting me like a dark drum in the jungle, unceasing. I was still somehow attached to life as we know it. Am I not dead yet? No, I'm not. Slowly and methodically, this dark reminder was beating probably 10 times per minute as I desperately winced in pain. It was like a battering ram slamming upon my chest. But as long as it beat, it meant I was alive. Strangely, I received a clear message. I was being shown there was a sort of control still regulating my existence. There was still something looming over me that enabled me to survive, a physical reality. An experiential, multidimensional duality was revealed where our physical world intertwines with spiritual existence. How do they go hand in hand? I'm not sure, but there is a connection binding the two together. Life and death. There is one spirit and the body that contains it while on Earth. Okay, so I'm going to move on to the next book now. This book is written by Grant Cameron. It's called UFO Sky Pilots, Pilots of Peace and Oneness. And I'm going to start by reading from a point where he's talking about Chris Bledsoe. So this is what Grant has written. Chris Bledsoe was a North Carolina contractor and businessman with a commercial pilot's license. He's also a UFO experiencer who had an awakening in January 2007 along the Cape Fear River with four other witnesses. He alone was taken onto the craft, where he was kept for 4.5 hours. During that time he was shown many things, including the Great Pyramids in Egypt. He witnessed 4 7-foot-tall bluish-green beings on the ship that he would encounter again in the coming years, including 2 incidents where the beings, now appearing as beings of light, took him to a meeting with what seemed to be a woman in light, the Universal Divine Feminine. While on board the ship, Bledsoe was allowed to fly the craft. When I heard that he had flown the craft, I stopped him and said I would contact him on Skype so that I could record the whole conversation. I wanted him to start from the beginning and continue until the end. Chris Bledsoe told me in that conversation about how to fly a craft. It matches up perfectly with what the other dozens of experiences told me about flying the craft. So this is what Chris said. When I walked up to the craft from the outside, it is shaped like an egg, and it was faceted, but in the shape of a beehive. I'm looking at the outside of the craft, the skin. That's what the skin appears like, a form. Real little, tiny honeycombs. As this craft becomes alive, these little, tiny honeycombs expand, and the little ones turn into big ones. Okay, so, entering into the craft, there's this round area towards the front, and there's this pedestal, and it's sort of like a raised area near the console. It's like a pedestal, and on top of it there's a beehive. It would be half a beehive, half of a basketball size, that size, but not quite round. It's a kind of black carbon fibre texture on the outside, but in the shape of a honeycomb. Everything is honeycomb-like, but micro-tiny. When I lay my hand on it, they said to lay my hands on it, when I did this, where my hand was, on the beehive, turned into this deep purple-violet cover. Then it began to change. It went through the purples and blues into the green, and then got to this aqua-like, aquamarine colour. The whole thing lit up this pedestal, and it all happened in a very quick manner. I just put my hand on it and pulled away. It cycles colours. Boom. Bat lights in the inside of the craft are beginning to light up. Then from the inside of the craft, I started to see the same kind of texture as what was on the outside of the craft. Millions of tiny little honeycombs started to glow like little LED dots. That's how I would describe them. They were tiny. I was looking at them on a small scale, but then they began to rotate. Each one is like a mechanical gear. You can see it as a connection to the craft. The craft becomes alive and turns into this huge geometric honeycomb shape. All the little ones are going, and now they are great and big. Then after all that startup process happens in seconds, really. It has become part of me. If I look at something and I want to be there, that's where we go. It leads you. It guides you. It's with you. I never saw a stick that you drove. It's always been just a stop thought. I had the greatest time going down the river just shouting. I can see out, sitting cross-legged on the floor, looking through the front of the craft. It's as clear as glass. I'm right down on top of the water, just screaming down the river. I went through the connection process. It's surreal. Everything all happens. The sounds, everything happens very quickly. You become a part of that machine, that metal, that ship. It almost has a soul to it. The craft does. It maybe becomes you into the machine somehow. It is very intelligent. Okay, so now I'm going to move on to another witness in the book, and this is a guy called Ron Johnson. And this is what Grant has written about Ron. Ron Johnson is a lifelong experiencer from Price, Utah. He has journaled his numerous contacts since the 1960s. These experiences included hybrid-related events, healings, and showing him technology. This is what Ron said. "They were showing me technology. It's like one time they were showing me how to convert a gasoline engine to run on free energy. The only trouble is I can't remember it. You know, at the time, it seemed so easy. So then they showed me a device that allowed me to dimension hop or transcend the different dimensions. They said they have to do that, you know, traveling the vast distances that they do. When I flew the ship, it had this machine on it that they showed me here like 6 months prior to another visitation." Ron had a very clear recollection of the time they let him fly the craft. They told him that this was part of his life mission. Ron has told me the story many times on my White House UFO YouTube channel, but here is the account he put on his Facebook site. "I was face to face with Elby. Our noses were almost touching each other, and it was like he was downloading information into me. There was a real strong feeling of G-force, like I was moving and accelerating real fast. Then all of a sudden it ended, and I found myself in this cubicle that was up on the ceiling of this big, huge, what looked like a big room. There were probably 20 other cubicles up there, and there was a human person in each one of them. I'm in there, and I'm looking down below, and I can see these entities walking around down there. And then pretty soon, one I'm in slowly goes down to the floor, and it opens up. I stepped out and asked them, 'Where am I?' He told me that I was on their ship, and that it was time for me to find out why I'm going through all this. That's when he told me I was programmed to fly this ship from birth. He stated that it was this ship. He stated you and thousands of others like you would be transporting people to another dimensional Earth. I don't know if that's the case. I'm assuming it's another Earth and a different, maybe a parallel dimension. I'm not sure, but I'm assuming that's what it is." Grant says, "I asked Ron if he felt he had been programmed before birth, and this was part of his mission here. And Ron said, 'I feel like they were, but it's weird because I feel like they're my family, not my family that I have here on Earth. I felt at home with them now. And as I said, these beings, all of the encounters I've had with them, were very, very positive. The first ones were a little scary. After he told me what my purpose was on Earth, to fly this ship to transport the people, he took me over to this big chair and he had me sit in it. I'm looking around this ship. It was beautiful inside. It was a room itself that I was in where there was this control panel where we operated the ship. It was probably, I'm going to guess, 20 to 25 feet high, and at the front came not to a sharp point, but a kind of rounded point. It looked like it was made from a real shiny, either black plastic or possibly a black ceramic material. It was very, very shiny and very smooth. I remember I was looking around everywhere. There were no seams, nothing. It looked like the entire ship was injected molding. I sat down. He had me sit down in the chair and a control panel. It must have been about 3 foot long and a foot high. It almost looked virtual. It was in the air hanging in front of me. And these symbols were to start appearing on this panel. Now, before I did anything, there was in this armrest, there were holes in both armrests, a deep impression. He told me that I needed to put my fingers in those holes. He told me to put my arms in the depressions on the armrests, and so I did. What was weird was looking at the seat I had sat in. It didn't look very comfortable. It was comfortable. It fit me perfectly." Hello listeners, this is Simon. Now, some of you know I have a diploma in clinical hypnotherapy and I'm certified in past life regression therapy. And in the past few weeks, I've taken many clients through some amazing and healing past life regressions. And I conduct sessions over Zoom and I've had clients from many countries around the world. Now, when you go through a past life regression, you will feel totally in control and remember everything. And also, I record the whole session and send you an MP3 afterwards. And this gives you space to relax and go with the flow, knowing that you can listen back later and analyse what you experienced if you need to. So if you ever wanted to explore your past lives in a single session or have an issue you want to work on, you can go to my website at pastliveshypnosis.co.uk and book a free 20-minute consultation. And at the moment, I'm offering a 25% discount to everyone that has signed up to the Patreon campaign. The link is in the show notes. Okay, so this week the books are Stumbling Toward the Sacred, An Unexpected Journey to Personally Knowing God by Jeremy Downes. And the other book is UFO Sky Pilots, Pilots of Peace and Oneness by Grant Cameron. And if you want to buy the books, there is info and links in the show notes. And there is a Past Lives Podcast Facebook group. And if you'd like to join, you'd be very welcome. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.